Grace and peace to you from God our Creator and through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, full of compassion, we commit and commend ourselves to you, in whom we live and move and have our being. Be the goal of our pilgrimage and our rest by the way. Give us refuge from the turmoil of worldly distractions beneath the shadow of your wings. And let our hearts, so often a sea of restless waves, find peace in you. O God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So it was a Saturday morning, news show, and I don't usually watch the morning news, maybe a little bit weather, maybe a glimpse of it, but it was talking about training your pet dog, and I just stopped for a moment because the newscaster asked the one who had these pets on display and trying to get people to adopt them, said, how do you keep them from barking at other dogs or pulling you to chase a passing car or a bicycle? While you're walking, you have to stop and say, look at me. He says, that's what you do? Well, you've got to have a treat in your hand. You have to let the dog know you have a treat. And then when you look at your dog, you put that treat by your close to your voice and say, look at me. And if the dog's not looking, put that treat back down. Let him have a taste, a little smell, and then put it back up here and say, look at me. And you keep doing it as you walk your dog. And when you see another dog or when you see a car approaching or a bicyclist or a motorcycle, you start saying, look at me. And put your hand up here with that treat, and the dog will eventually not listen to itself or to other things around it, but only to your voice and look at you. Your pet will follow you because your voice called the pet to look at me. God of rebirth, by wind and spirit, you call us to a life renewed. In the Gospel of John, we have this story where one of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, is interested in Jesus because he shows signs of God's presence in what he says and in what he is doing with those who he meets and greets and heals and relieves their burdens. So he wanted to talk to him, but he did not want to be seen. So he came at night, and coming to Jesus, he asked him, yes, Jesus, you are a rabbi. You do these things and you teach these things. You are in the presence of God. And then Jesus says, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born from above. And in the Greek word, you can also change the word being born from above to being born anew, being born again. It has a double meaning, which stands to say you need to expand your perceptions, Nicodemus, about your understanding of God or your practice of God. And you also have to expand your understanding of who Jesus is other than just a teacher. He is the one sent by God to bring salvation to the world. This born of the Spirit is a promise that is fulfilled in the presence of Jesus And John the Baptist mentioned it in John chapter 1. He said, the Spirit rests on Jesus. He is the fulfillment of this power, of this presence of God in himself. So the gift of the Son of Man is the saving power of the new covenant and available to any and all who receive and believe in him. One of my favorite articles that I read in devotions comes from C.S. Lewis. He was not a believer in the beginning of his life, but eventually he came to understand that Jesus is the Son of God. And there is a portion under Mere Christianity where he talks about the new life that Nicodemus was confused about when Jesus talked to him about it. In the long run, God is no one but himself. And what God does is like nothing else. You could hardly expect it to be. What then is the difference which God has made to the whole human mass? It is just this, that the busyness of becoming the Son of God, of being turned from a created thing into a begotten thing, of passing over from the temporary biological life into the timeless spiritual life, has been done for us. Humanity is already saved in principle. We individuals have to appropriate that salvation. But the really tough work, the bit we could not have done for ourselves, has been done for us. We have not got to try to climb up into a spiritual life by our own efforts. It has already come down into the human race. If we will only lay ourselves open to the one man in whom it was fully present, and who, in spite of being God, is also a real man, he will do it in us and for us. Remember what I said about good infection? One of our own race has this new life. If we get close to him, we shall catch it from him. Of course, you can express this in all sorts of different ways. You can say that Christ died for our sins. You may say that the Father has forgiven us because of Christ has done for us what we ought to have done. You may say that we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. You may say that Christ has defeated death. They are all true. Another person had also a dialogue with God. It's called, O God, Revisited. Why did you pick me, O God? I like to do the unexpected. But an ordinary person, besides, I only attend church once in a while. Are you boasting or confessing? I got my doubts about you, God. But you're still open to possibilities? You must be teasing me. No, just testing. What if I fail? You won't. How can you be so sure? You've got everything going for you. What, for example? Me, you, everybody. Everybody will laugh at me. No one laughs at someone who cares or at or at truth that reveals the unknown, at doubts that open up new insights, at good strokes that build self-esteem, at harmony that gets it all together, at love that heals loneliness, at honesty that strips away phoniness. Stop! You make it sound so easy. It's not easy, but it's within your reach. Within everybody's reach. Don't you see? What? I've given all my creatures everything that's needed to make this earth work. I can't do it for you. You've got to do it for yourself. But how? I told you many times before, just listen. When, God? God? Where'd you go? Oh, God, I want to believe. Help me with my unbelief. We don't hear Nicodemus coming to an understanding of what Jesus was saying about being born from above, or anew, or again. But as we look again at the scripture of John, we do know that Jesus, at trial, Nicodemus was present, and he spoke up, defending Jesus about the law and the order of things. He was ignored, and he was told to keep his place, be quiet. And then Nicodemus is found at the time when Jesus died on the cross. And he asked, along with another disciple, for the body of Christ to be buried in a tomb. After that, there's no more conversation about Nicodemus. He didn't go very far away from God. If anything, he stayed close to God and close to the disciples of God to continue the conversation, to believe in God's presence through the Spirit and the truth of God for him and for all who need the gift of God's love and salvation. And in closing, one of my prayers at night speaks about, again, the Spirit and truth of what God can do for us that we cannot do for ourselves. The darkness is not dark to you, my watcher and my guardian. Just so, nothing I have experienced today is hidden from your eyes. Redeem and rearrange my every effort and thought into something beautiful, my Creator. And let me rest at peace in your grand design. Now the peace which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.